It's time for boys high school basketball action on WKTN. Tonight, Van Lewis hosting Ridgemont. Your sponsors, Edward Jones, Cal Johnston, FLR Insurance Center, Intel Ready Mix, HSLC, McCullough Industries, Middlefield Bank, Ohio High Point Career Center, OptiHealth, Quest Federal Credit Union, Stillwater Metal, The Little Chicago Room, The LW by Twirl, Twirl Bridal, Kenton Moose Family Center 428, Cessna Transport, Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchett, Mid-Ohio Energy, and Superior Credit Union. Now live, here's Jim Holman and Bob Simmons.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Van Lew High School. We've got regional boys basketball action on tap this evening. The Ridgemont Golden Gophers in town take on the Van Lew Wildcats. Ridgemont's 12-5 in the year. They're coming off a 79-55 victory over North Baltimore on Friday night. Van Lew's looking for win number one. The Wildcats are 0-14. They fell to Arcadia 63-33 last evening. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jim Holman. With this, Bob Simmons. We're going to take a time out with the Census Transport pregame show. Started right after this on your Region Radio 95.3 WKTN.
Need to send money to friends or family? What about to personal accounts at other locations? Need to make a payment at Quest from another bank or credit union? Go to questfcu.com/payoptions to learn more. We're rolling out new ways to pay anyone and to pay yourself. All free, all available at Quest Federal Credit Union. Membership eligibility required? Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, equal opportunity lender.
Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a family-friendly private club. At 801 West Lima Street, the Kenton Moose offers daily lunch and dinner specials. For more information on how to become a member, call 419-675-0428. The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a proud sponsor of all of our area sports teams, and all of your hard work does not go unnoticed. The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 would like to wish all of our area athletes the best of luck this season.
OptiHealth Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, OptiHealth has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at OptiHealth.org. OptiHealth wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Van Lew High School for tonight's matchup between Tyler Tillman's Ridgemont Golden Gophers and John Klepper's Van Lew Wildcats. We will tell you in the JV game that was won by Ridgemont 51-21. We'll be back to talk about these teams after this.
Since 1917, FLR Insurance Center has been serving the insurance needs of Hardin County. At FLR Insurance Center, we're proud to represent multiple companies to give us options to find the best coverage for your family or business. We can help you select the best coverage to protect your auto, home, farm, business, and life. Give us a call at 419-673-3130. We'd love to evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual. We look forward to serving Hardin County into the future. Best of luck to all area athletes this season.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Hardin County area teams. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Hardin County even better. Thank you, area athletes.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
Join the Morning Buzz weekdays between 8:30 and 8:45 for Jenny's Feel Good Story of the Day. Jenny's Feel Good Story of the Day during the Morning Buzz, brought to you by Ryan Yoakum, State Farm Insurance on WKTN.
My son Ian was diagnosed with a brain tumor at the age of 16 months. We had no hope until St. Jude rescued us. I mean, they saved him.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Van Loo High School for tonight's game between the Golden Gophers of Richmond and Van Loo. Let's talk a little bit about Van Loo. As you mentioned, Jim, they're looking for their first win of the year. Have been having only have one senior on this ball club. Have a little bit of trouble scoring in some of their games. They lost last night 63-33.
Yeah, Bob, again, for small schools, it can go downhill quickly. There's no way to put it because you can't replenish the numbers as fast. As I said, Van Loo's had very good teams the past several years, and this year, who's going to say, you know, you've lost some players to graduation, and this is what happens. It's been a struggle, no doubt about that. As you mentioned, 0-14 in the year, lost to Arcadia 63-33 last night. Owen Rosman had 20 points of the 33 for the Redskins, but I'm sorry, for the Wildcats. But as you mentioned, just overall scoring has been an issue.
Yes, it has been. They're averaging 32.1 points a game, but they're giving up 64, so that doubles there, and it's a problem. But we've had them before, and they were excellent. They were, I think, last year an excellent basketball team.
Yeah, high scoring this year is 51 points against Fremont St. Joseph, a 16-point loss to Fremont St. Joseph, 751. Got 46 against Danbury, but it's been a struggle, Bob. The closest game for the Wildcats this year has been a 42-38 loss to Corey Rawson. Back on January 24th, on that, a lot of these scores have been, it's been a struggle.
Yeah, it has been. You're exactly right. And they played some good teams. They played Liberty Benton. They played Upper Scioto Valley and Pandora Gilboa. Those, you know, you say those names, those are doing very, very well. And you're right. They're just having trouble scoring.
And it's, again, it's hard, Bob, like I said, for the smaller schools when you get down to get back up. And it's hard when you're young at any level to compete, Bob. And, again, it's a strong non-conference schedule. BVC is a good league for boys basketball. And overall, it's been an uphill climb for the Wildcats. We'll take another time to assess the Transport pregame show. Come back and talk about the Richmond Golden Gophers. They're off to a very strong start this season. Right after this on your Region Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Hi, I'm Jade Hale from Middlefield Bank, your everything bank, and we believe in the power of community and giving back to our neighbors. Each year, Middlefield Bank finds ways to partner and support local organizations making an impact in your own backyard. From sponsoring programs and events to volunteering with local schools, organizations, and more, we're building a brighter future for your community. Get to know the community bank difference. The Middlefield Bank. Stop in and see us or learn more at middlefieldbank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hi, I'm Dennis Beverly. Join me for a lively conversation on Public Eye. We feature important topics and also focus on nonprofit organizations in the region. Keep up to date on what's happening with Public Eye, Saturday mornings at 7:30 and Sundays at noon on WKTN. Brought to you by McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Van Loo High School. Let's look at these Golden Gophers. They come in tonight. They've won five games in a row, and they've also done very well, 8 out of 9. They're on an uptick.
Streaking basketball team, no question about that, Bob. 12-5 overall. They're fought their way into contention for the Northwest Central regular season championship as well. Good win last night for North Baltimore, 79-55. 30 points for Colton Bailey. Xavier Stuck with 17, and Harrison Reppert with 12 for the Golden Gophers.
Yeah, and their last wins, they've really turned it on. They beat Mount Gillian 71-46. Hardin Northern 72-45. Lyman Temple Christian 68-46 and Ridgedale 77-61. So they're kind of up-tempo, more scoring for them, and they've kind of found their niche at the right time of the season.
Yeah, 100%, Bob. That's exactly where I was going to go, is that, hey, if you want to get hot this time of year as you're rolling into the tournament draw, we talk about that's got to be coming up here next week or two for the girls and boys. Want to be playing good basketball, get a good seed, and then, of course, Bob, be playing your best come March when the tournament begins. And right now it's working out real well. We were talking off the air. They've already clinched a winning season. 12 wins. I mean, that's a big deal, Bob.
Yeah, it is. In their last nine games, they've been averaging 64 points per game and only giving up 50. Prior to that, they were at 60 and 53, so pretty close, but they've been notching it up a little bit. And as you said last night, two really high performances from Stuck and from Colton Bailey.
Yeah, 30 is a good number, Bob. I don't care. I scored 30 once in the intramural game, and stopped up for about a month, okay? So it's a pretty big deal to do it anywhere, and to do it certainly at this level, Bob. League play, that's a big thing there for the Gophers. Again, keep playing good basketball, Bob. It's a situation for tonight. Yeah, I'm sure, look, we're honest here. We all can read the schedule. We all look at records. I talk to every coach out there that says, we tell everybody, hey, you know, got to take everybody seriously, but they re-debut one the same year as I do. But it'll be a case, I'm sure, for Tyler Simmons, hey, let's get a lead. Let's not be the one in anybody's schedule, Bob, put it that way.
Yeah, exactly right. And they certainly, and you're right, everybody knows. I mean, you're a player, you know. But you got to come to play.
Always got to come to play, Bob, without question about that. Going to take one more time and assess the transport pregame show. We're going to come back a little more here to take off both these teams. Work this in your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
The LW Boutique in Kenton is your spot for fashion-forward clothing at an affordable price. Located above Twirl, the LW offers a large selection of styles and even personal shopper and styling services. You can find many styling tips and outfit previews on our social media pages and events that we are hosting. Visit us online or stop in for a personal experience in downtown Kenton. The LW is a proud supporter of sports on WKTN.
What if your student could be more than just a high school graduate? What if they could be a talented filmmaker, an extraordinary chef, or even a tech guru? Ohio High Point offers hands-on career education to help your student reach their goals with a pathway to employment, enrollment, or enlistment. With 16 programs on our campus and several programs at our partner high schools, OHP is here to empower students to become career-ready with hands-on learning and real-world experiences. And the best part? It's completely free. Learn more about Ohio High Point and how to enroll at www.ohiohighpoint.com.
Your midday market update at noon and the closing stock market report at 5 p.m. on WKTN. Brought to you by Edward Jones, two locations in Kenton at 15 North Detroit Street and 1227 East Columbus Street. Agriculture is important to our community. Get the latest ag news by listening to Brownfield Ag Reports weekday mornings at 5:45 on your region, your radio, WKTN.
Your region, your radio, your home for winning. WKTN. WKTN likes to make people winners on air and on our social media sites. So stay tuned for your next chance to win by listening on 95.3 at WKTN.com or follow our social media pages, because you never know what your next chance to win might be. And remember, you can only win once every 30 days for any given contest. For a complete list of contest rules, visit WKTN.com.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Van Leeuw High School. Wrap up Assess the Transport pregame show. JV contest went the way of Ridgemont, 51-21. Right now, we're getting set for the national anthem. We're going to come back to the starting lineups and tip this one off right after this on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hensel Ready Mix offers six locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all surrounding area sports teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Tough
Twirl in downtown Kenton, your premier shop for all things class. Let us be a part of your dream wedding. Our large selection of size-inclusive gowns will guarantee that you find one that you will love. And to tie things together, we also have tuxedos and bridesmaids dresses. For our younger customers, we offer homecoming, prom, and ball gowns. Follow us on all social media platforms to learn more today. Twirl is a proud supporter of WKTN Sports.
Getting paid tomorrow or maybe even 2 days from now? Do you direct deposit with Quest Federal Credit Union? If not, you should. Quest FCU is now offering early access to direct deposits. Get paid today. For a small fee, you can have your cash immediately deposited. Go to questfcu.com/quickpay for all the details. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, equal housing lender, member eligibility required.
Opta Health Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, Opta Health has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at optahealth.org. Opta Health wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Van Leeuwen High School, and this is the Cessna Transport pregame show here. We're getting ready to call this one. Let's look at the starting lineup tonight for the Van Leeuwen Wildcats. They're going to go with Cameron King. He's a 5'7" or 5'4" junior. Landon Saltzman, 6' junior. Isaac Reed, a 5'8" junior. Owen Rosman, a 6' sophomore. And rounding out the starting lineup is Bryce Wallen, he is a 6'1 junior. For the Golden Gophers, they're going to go with 6'2 junior Xavier Stuck. Connor Manns comes in at 5'11, he's a junior. Colton Manns comes in at 5'11, a junior. Harrison Reppert, the 6'2 sophomore. And rounding out the starting lineup is Colton Bailey, the 6'3 junior. We will remind you that the opening quarter is brought to you by Roof Law Offices and Andrew Benchek.
And the opening deal is brought to you by HSLC Junior Varsity Contest. Went the way of Richmond, 51-21. First time for you and I at the stage here, Bob, at Van Leeuwen.
Yeah, treated very well.
Treated very well. It's going to say different experience for us. Definitely old school. Nothing wrong with that. I was going to say just different. So we are about 4 feet from the playing surface. So if there, you hear a thud, it's because the ball hit me in the head. Okay, but we'll be fine. I was going to say, I'll be just dust me off and shove me back up here. It's like when I'm out walking in the morning. If I'm laying down, it's because I'm resting, not because I fell.
Yeah, and you know, you're right. We've been treated very well. We got to talk to the high school principal, Misty Sager. I was chatting with her a little bit. She has some roots near us, graduated from Bath. And also Cindy Walrus, and I'm probably not saying this right, but I was outside, and she's in the Hall of Fame, the first young lady to score 1,000 points in Hancock County. Must have been quite an athlete back in her time. So treated very well. And it's always a new experience. And Bob, who's been around basketball, it seems like centuries, I have never been in this facility.
Yep, I was going to say, you learn something new every day, Bob. I was going to say, yeah, it's my first time here as well. I was going to say, you know, text Russ Goulet. He knew right there, I was going to say. So it's a little bit. I'm not sure either. I was going to say, I'd say he was making it up, but he described the place to me perfectly. So, yeah, it's again, they're playing on a stage. There's a. About four rows of bleachers behind the team, then behind us. You know, it's theater seating. Yep, I was gonna say like an auditorium, little bucket seats and whatnot. It's definitely different, not in a bad way, just different.
No, and we can compare it. There still is
because if different is bad, I'm in trouble. Okay, that's all I'm gonna say.
Delphus Jefferson has a gym very similar to this, so that is one I've been in several times. It's on the stage too, but very interesting opportunity here. I'll put it in my memoirs.
Again, after Bob and I go off the air, Dr. B. Brandon Byrne will bring in the Domino's question of the game. First quick call, 4-9-6-7-5-3000. A large one from Domino's. Yep. And of course, in our post game show, the Sesame Trace post game show, Bob and I are named Players of the Game, brought to you by Root Lumber and Glazed Over of Kenton, wrapping up the starting lineups here at Van Loo.
Yep. Glazed Over will go to the Golden Gophers, and Root Lumber will go to the Van Loo Wildcats, whoever that might be in this game. See a lot of people here from Richmond. They made the drive up here to this facility.
No, I'm just smiling myself because I wrote down the starting lineup for the wrong teams. Like, those names don't look right. No, okay, no, that's right. Okay, that's right. They're the visitors. Richmond's the visitors. Again, Xavier Stuck, Connor Manns, Colton Manns, or Deepit Manns, Harrison Reppert, and Colton Bailey, the 5-4 Richmond. And then for Van Loo, we've got Cameron King, Landon Saltzman, Isaac Reed, Owen Rosman, and Bryce Wallen.
Cameron must be wearing... Yeah, they got him wrong up on the board. We've got the right starting lineup as we talk to the coaches. Getting ready to tip it off here. As we said, HSLC bringing you the tip off. Jumping up is going to be Bailey. He's going to go up against Rosman. Tip is controlled, loose on the floor, and we got another jump ball.
Please, yeah, I was going to say 7:54 to play here in the first quarter. LaMaria scored. My fear was that somebody from one of the teams is going to call a 30-second timer to keep possession 6 seconds in.
Yeah.
Because that's the style now.
Yep.
Ridgemont going left to right in your radio dial. Yep.
Rosman jumps it up again, and Ridgemont gets control. Here's Stuck. He dumps the ball off.
That time Colton Bailey made no doubt he was going to win that tip.
Yeah, exactly.
Precisely backwards.
Manns has it, dumps it off. They go inside. Pass down low. Shot off the window. Will not go down for Bailey. Rebound comes down for Van Loo in the hands of Rosman. Young man who had, I think, what'd you say last night, 20?
20 last night, yes, sir.
He's got the rock out top. Pass inside. And the ball's loose on the floor and then comes back out top. Here's Reed. Takes the jumper. Nothing but net. Give Reed his first two, and Van Loo has the lead.
2-0 Wildcats, 7-20 to play in the first quarter.
Quickly down inside, back out top. Comes long three ball taken. Is in and out that time by Reppert. Rebound comes down to the Golden Gophers. Stuck got that one. He dumps it. Reppert takes another one. That one won't go. Skying for the rebound is Rosman.
Played a minute here at the stage. 2-0, Van Loo on top of Ridgemont. Jim Holman and Bob Simmons on your reach here at 95.3 WKTN.
Wallen takes a long ball shot, and it's no good, and pulled down that time by Saltzman. And it goes out of bounds. It's going to stay on this end with the Wildcats. As Jim mentioned, we will be having a Glazed Over player of the game and a Root Lumber player of the game. Hope you stick around to hear that. Having trouble getting it in, and they do. And then it's stolen by Bailey. Quickly ahead to do the Gophers. Shot off the window. That one will go down quickly for Colton Manns. We're not at it, too.
And you see now Ridgemont comes with the full court press.
They are able to get it down, though. Wallen helped with that. Shot from the right side, right down in front of us, and that's a two-point shot.
Cameron King knocks it down. His first bucket of the night. 4-2, Van Loo back on top.
Right in front of us. Jumper inside near the elbow. Knocked down by Stuck. Matching it now. We're tied at 4.
Action coming fast and furious here. 6-12 to play in the first quarter.
They get it across in the hands of Saltzman. He's still got it. Goes out of bounds. He dribbled it out, so Richmond will get the turnover.
Yeah, good double team that time there for the Gophers. You had Manns and Stuck double teaming. Saltzman in the corner. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Van Loo. Richmond with it now.
Inbounded quickly. Bringing it up the court is Manns. That's his Colton Manns. He dumps it off to Reppert. Skips it left side. It goes to Manns. Inside. Turnaround elbow. Jumper will not go down that time for Bailey, but I believe he got the harm.
Yeah, the one thing you don't want to do, foul a jump shooter.
Nope. Going to have some middle high energy free throw opportunities here early in the game. Colton Bailey. Eyes and flies. Nothing but net.
Fouls on King is first. Van Loo's first.
Second free throw opportunity brought to you by Middle High Energy is upcoming for Colton Bailey. Eyes and flies, and that one's nothing but net. 6-4, Golden Gophers. A lot of pressure in the backcourt. Rosman playing pitch and catch with Saltzman, and they throw it out of bounds.
Yeah, another one of those situations there. I know where it's frustrating for the Van Loo coaching staff. Again, that's one of those cardinal things. You left your feet without really knowing where you're going to throw the basketball, and there's just nowhere to go. And once we get turnover now on Van Loo, third for the Wildcats.
Reppert across the timeline. Dumps the ball off to Manns. That's Connor Manns. over to Colton, and then they go inside. Back, driving down the lane. I think we're going to get a travel here. Saw an opportunity. Colton said, oh, I'm going to take it, except he took a little extra step.
5:29 to play in the first quarter, 6-4. Richmond on top of Van Loo. First Golden Gopher turnover.
In the backcourt, they do get it across finally by King. Back out top it comes. Here's a jumper by about the elbows. No good that time, taken by Rosman, and Richmond comes away with the rebound. Here's Reppert in the lane. Back out top. Here's a long trifecta. That one's no good that time by Bailey. Bet he had a few of them last night in his 30 points. Across the timeline comes Rosman. Long shot taken, and it's no good that time by King. The ball saved very nicely by the Wildcats. Run that down with Saltzman. Here's Rosman. And then a steal. And a layup by Bailey. Read that perfectly and got the steal. 8-4, Golden Gophers.
Open floor turnover there. Turns into 2 points for Ridgemont. Like I said, doubling up the Wildcats.
Turnaround jumper's no good by Rosman. Rebound comes down. It's loose on the floor. And it's going to belong to Ridgemont. But certainly great effort that time by Reed to almost get the ball.
Yeah, deal there where Mans has the rebound. Was kind of falling out of bounds. Kind of tapped the ball back in play. And great hustle by Reed to nearly get the steal.
Reppert with the drive to the hole. And he's going to get a couple of middle high energy free throws. We'll also remind you there will be a Domino's Pizza question of the game. First correct caller, 419-675-3000. You're getting a large one-eyed pizza from Domino's. Reppert at the foul line. Eyes and flies. Nothing but net for that middle high-energy free throw. The Golden Gophers perfect at the line. 3-for-3.
3-for-3. 4 players have scored for Ridgemont.
Reppert with a second opportunity for middle high-energy. Eyes and flies, and that one is off the iron. Rebound pulled down by Stuck. Put back up, no. Another rebound down, put back up, it won't go, and the Wildcats come away with it at the moment. They have the ball. Here's Rosman, dribbling up the court very nicely, gets it across the timeline. Quickly in the corner goes to King. Skips it way out top, and I'll tell you what, good job by Saltzman to go up and get that one, or it would have been out of bounds, and he got a foul called.
Yeah, Colton Mann's got the foul for Ridgemont, his first team first. Getting that long skip pass in the air for a long time. Nice job there of Saltzman coming to the basketball, Bob, and forcing the foul on Mann's.
Howard checks in for the Golden Gophers. He's a 5'9" sophomore.
4:04 to play in the first quarter, 9-4, Ridgemont on top of Van Loo.
Across the timeline comes Rosman. He's going to be double-teamed. Throws the ball away. Here is Reppert. Passes across, layup will not go down by Howard, but the shot put back up and is good. Colton Mann's got that one. We got a route number timeout.
We'll keep here, 3:50 to play in the first quarter. 30-second timeout for Van Loo, 11-4. I think right now for Coach Klepper, it's about taking care of the basketball, Bob.
Right.
We have 5 turnovers already, and like this last one here, I understand the pass, but boy, Harrison Reppert was waiting for that. Jumped that route like Deion Sanders jumping a little off.
Yeah, exactly.
Out pattern here in the NFL back in the day, and it's just right now.
Good timeout.
Yeah, because they can't afford to have that, Bob. Richmond's too good a basketball team to give them the extra opportunities.
3:50 to go here in the quarter on your region, your radio 95.3 WKTN. Jim Holman and Bob Simmons bringing you this action from Van Loo High School. And they will need to bring the ball the full length of the court with pressure. Trigger and in's going to be Saltzman. Gets it in to Rosman, back to Saltzman, then quickly to King. King across the timeline. Good job that time. Jumper at the foul line will not go down that time by Rosman. He was able to run down his own rebound. And the ball goes out of bounds off the hands of Reed.
Ball going back to Golden Gophers. 3:32 to play in the first quarter. 11-4, Richmond on top of Van Loo. Jim Holman and Bob Simmons on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Reppert in the backcourt, dumps it off to Howard. Howard across the timeline. Bailey, he takes a long three ball. No, rebound pulled down that time. And I think we're going to get a foul call. Good job by Saltzman to get that one. He got the foul.
Nice little checkout. He's got 3 rebounds on Rosman. That's 4 for Van Loo. Xavier Stuck has 4 to lead Ridgemont. 3:20 to play here in the first quarter. That foul was on Reppert.
Yep,
his first. Team second.
And they throw it away again in the press. Leaning in. The ball's loose on the floor, and we have a jump ball.
This is going to point the way of Ridgemont. Van Loo, excuse me.
Yep. They'll need to bring it in again in this pressure.
They're pointing to the Ridgemont bench, but the ball goes that way as well for Van Loo, so I got confused.
King in the backcourt having a lot of difficulty being double-teamed. Throws the ball away. Ridgemont has it. Good job running it down by Howard. Dribbling, gets it back out top. Here's a long three ball by Stuck. No. Rebound comes down inside and tried to go up with it. That time was Bailey and may have gotten fouled, but they didn't call it. Then the ball's dribbled and it goes off the body of Rosman and Ridgemont will get it back. 2:48 to go here in the opening quarter, 11-4. Checking in the game, it's going to be Clayton Patterson, the 5'10 senior.
2:48 play in the first quarter, 11-4. Ridgemont on top and with the basketball. Golden Gophers have forced 9 turnovers so far.
Skip the right side. Here's a fake by the three. The penetrating inside. Jumper will not go down that time by Bailey. Put back up and in, though.
Stuck with a putback. He's got 4 points now and 5 rebounds. 13-4. Ridgemont on top.
And then a drive to the hoop that time by Reed. And he gets the foul. And he'll go to the line for some middle high energy free throws. Good move that time by him.
Nice job breaking the pressure. Turning that into an opportunity.
Foul's called on Bailey, his first, team third. At the free throw line is Isaac Reed. He eyes and flies and off the front end of the iron.
Stays 13-4. Ridgemont on top.
Second opportunity for the junior. Eyes and flies, and that middle energy free throw is good, getting 3 on the night and make it 13-5. Quickly ahead, in tied to Bands. He gets rid of it. Here's Stuck to the hole. Stuck with the runner. No. Rebound comes down, goes out of bounds. Going to belong to, I think,
Van Loo, I believe, yeah. It looked like it was off Ridgemont, but again, I don't have the best angle. I trust the officials.
Yep, I do too. They break the pressure, and here comes the ball to Jim Holman, almost. Saved that time by King. Rosman has it. Here's a long three ball in, and it's a two-point. King gets his first two. He's got 4. 13-7. Here's Stuck. Here's a long three ball. No good that time by Bailey. He's off tonight. And the ball is lost out of bounds by the Wildcats.
Yeah, they clear the rebound, but they can't make a connection there on the outlet pass. Ball turnover 10 for Van Loo. 1:51 to play here in the first quarter. 13-7. Ridgemont on top of Van Loo on the Barrio scoreboard.
Inbounded quickly in the hands of Mans. Out top to Stuck. Stuck dumps it off. Bailey. Bailey leaning in. Puts up the shot. No. Rebound by Rosman. Bailey's struggling a little bit tonight early on. 13-7. 1:36 to go in the opening quarter. Cross to Rosman. Rosman penetrates, behind the back dribble, passes the ball, and goes out of bounds. Jim, you were ready to catch that one, weren't you?
Yep, I still got it, man. I don't know what it is, but I still got it. I got it, my friend. We're not sure what it is. 12 turnovers now for Van Loo. Buck 27 to play in the first quarter. Originally, just 2, so you're plus 10 in that category. For
yep, that's a big factor. Here is Reppert to the hole, off the window. Yep. Nice move by Reppert. Give him 3.
15-7 now, Ridgemont on top.
King across the timeline. Passes inside. Knocked away, but they're able to run it down. Here's Rosman. Dumps it off to Saltzman. Saltzman backs it up a little bit. Then penetrates. Goes down the lane. Puts up the shot, and it wouldn't go, but he's gone to the line.
2 more middle range free throws coming out here for Van Loo. 1 minute exactly play in the first period.
Strong move by the 6-foot junior.
Fouls on Patterson, his first, team fourth.
At the free throw line is Landon Saltzman. He eyes and flies. Nothing but net for that middle high energy free throw. His first points of the evening. Make it 15-8. Second opportunity, takes that deep breath. Eyes and flies, and that one is no good. Rebounding is Stuck. Quickly ahead to Patterson. Patterson back to a steal by King. King to the hole. King gets the shot blocked by Stuck. Well, he got back quickly, didn't he?
Ball will stay with Van Loo, but great hustle by Xavier Stuck getting back there, blocking that shot out of bounds. 51 ticks player in the open court.
Saltzman will trigger in right above us here. Trying to find somebody, and they aren't able to do it.
Yeah, Richmond doing a real good job taking the passing lanes away. The ball, no clear entry pass there for Van Loo. The ball pinballs around. Last touch by the Wildcats.
It's that pass that used to be out front they used to let you have. They don't let you have anymore. Man's back in. Here's Reppert off to Howard. Howard across the timeline with 43 ticks to go in the opening quarter. He gets it back. Skips across Reppert. Inside pass. Here's Bailey. Takes a shot. No good, but he's gone to the line. Been there already twice. Made them both. Middle high energy free throws upcoming for Colton Bailey.
Bryce Wall with the foul for Van Loo. His first, team third. 34 ticks play here on the first quarter. Rutla Maria scoreboard. Again, first quarter brought by the Roof Laws and Andrew Benchick. First free throw short.
Yep, missed that one. Second opportunity for Middle High Energy is Colton Bailey. Eyes and flies. That one is in and out, too. Rebound comes down to the Wildcats. Good job that time by Reed to get that one. Hands it off to Rosman. Rosman at 25 seconds. Rosman penetrating. Doesn't have anything. Gets rid of it. Hands the ball back out to Saltzman. Saltzman has it in the lane. Puts it up. Won't go. But he's gone to the line. Aggressive for the big guy.
I say, both teams being aggressive. This will be the 11th and 12th combined free throws for the first quarter. Fouls on Howard is first. Team fifth.
At the free throw line, a couple mid-irons and free throws. It's Saltzman, eyes and flies. It's off the back of the flange. He's one out of three so far. Second middle high energy free throw upcoming for Landon Saltzman. Eyes and flies, nothing but net. He's two out of four at the line. He's got two, and we got a violation. One of those ones you have to always kind of watch where you are and don't step over the line because the wall and the line are very close.
15-9, Van Loo with the basketball, trailing by six. Final 14 ticks the first quarter.
Lob inside to the hole, off the window. Nicely executed, but couldn't get it to drop as Rosman. Here come the Golden Gophers quickly to the drive. The shot put up, and that one will go down for Colton Manns, who has six.
Nice, strong drive.
And we played, we almost made that. We played one here at Van Loo. It's 17-9 Ridgemont. We'll be back.
Opta Health Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, Opta Health has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at optahealth.org. Opta Health wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors. Committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Van Loo High School. This quarter brought to you by Roof Law Offices. What do you have there, Jim?
Ridgemont 7 of 20 from the floor first quarter. Van Loo 3 of 10. 14-9 edge for the Wildcats on the boards with 13 Van Loo turnovers, just 4 for Ridgemont. Each team 3 of 6 on the free throw line.
Shot taken that time by Manns is no good. And we got let's see what we got here, foul call. Also tell you this quarter, as I said, brought to you by Roof Offices and Andrew Benchick. And also HSLC brings you this. So getting the ball out of bounds will be the Wildcats of Van Loo. They'll be triggering in, trailing 17-9. Across the timeline comes Rosman. A lot of the ball goes through him. He handles it a lot. As Jim mentioned last night, he had 20 big points. Out top, spinning. Here's Saltzman. He's going to drive it. Trying to make a pass. Knocked out of his hands, and he decides to take it to the hole. Shot put up, won't go. Rebound shot put back up, and that one will go.
Like Reed's work on the offensive glass, about 5 points for him there. And Richard defended well. He's got to close out the possession.
Oh, there we go. Colton Bailey on the got it inside. He got the basket. Give him 6, 19-11.
8-point lead now for the Golden Gophers. Approaching the 7-minute mark of the second quarter. Jim Hohn and Bob Simmons on your region rear, 95.3 WKTN.
There's Rosin with the floater. No. Rebound comes down to the Golden Gophers. Quickly ahead, pass and a shot off the window. That one will go down for Manns. A nice pass from Bailey quickly up the court.
Yeah, Bailey got that rebound. Manns was leaking out. Nice two-hand chest pass down the floor. Layup for Ridgemont. Open up a double-digit lead now, 21-11.
Here's Rosman, double team. He gets rid of the ball. There's a drive to the hole. Shot put up. Oh, how did that go down? Sarzanecki. We saw him play in the JV game. He did some good things. Wow, what a move. 21-13. Inside pass. Turnaround jumper goes for Reppert, and he gets the harm. He's going to get a three-point play the old-fashioned way. An opportunity for a middle high-energy free throw. Nice pass inside. Nice move by Harrison Reppert, the 6'2 sophomore.
Give him 5 points. Free throw pending.
Eyes and flies, and no good. Rebound comes down to the Wildcats. Running that one down was Sezernicki.
Zarnecki there Zarnecki. With that rebound. Got 2 points and a rebound so far for the Van Loo Wildcats, a 5'10 freshman.
And a steal by Manns. Manns to the hole, passes inside. It's taken away that time by Reed. Get rid of it. They get it across the timeline. And almost a steal by Bailey. He read that pass, just couldn't get it.
Yeah, nice job by Bailey again reading that route. Bob had his hands on it, passed out of bounds, going to stay with Van Loo. But Ridgemont's defense continue to be very aggressive now. They forced 14 turnovers. We've played just 2 minutes of this.
Oh, he read that pass too. Bailey with the steal. Bailey to the hole. Bailey with the scoop. No. Rebound shot put back up. That one will go down for Manns, Connor, and he'll go to the line.
Two more throws coming here for the Golden Gophers.
Remind you, there will be a Domino's question of the game. First correct caller, 419-675-3000. You're going to get a large one-item pizza. Stay tuned after we go off the air for that question. Eye and flying in and out that time by Connor Manns. 23-13 here from Van Loo High School. Eyes and flies, the second middle energy free throw, and that one is good, and give him 1 point.
24-13 now. And we got a foul on Reppert in the backcourt for Ridgemont.
His second.
Team second.
I believe that Mr. Howard will be coming in for him.
Both teams playing very aggressive defensively, so the fouls are mounting up.
Yep. Howard checks back in, as we said. Full court pressure applied. Ball in quickly to Rosman. He decides he's going to bring it. On him is Howard. And he's going to get double teamed. Did a good job on jumping on that. Here is King.
He did a real nice job spinning out of that double team, Bob, because that looked like trouble to me, and we're right on top of the court. But real nice job. They got the ball to King, and then King forced a drive baseline, gets called for the travel.
Yep.
It's the 16th turnover the Gophers have forced.
Giving credit, he saw the baseline. He just took a couple extra steps. Here comes Stuck quickly down the lane. Takes the jumper. Yep. Xavier Stuck with his 6 point.
Nothing but net there for Xavier. 26-13, Golden Gophers doubling up Van Loo.
In the backcourt comes Rosman. Across the timeline, gets rid of it to Zarnicki. Then back, drive down the lane and get the charge that time, I believe, on Saltzman, I do believe. He kind of barreled his way through there and it got him that time.
Yeah, great job there with Connor Mann stepping in, drawing the charge. Good defense, what your coach to do. 5-11 to play here in the second quarter, 26-13. Third foul on Van Loo of the second quarter.
Quickly down and shot put inside is no good by Howard, but we got a foul called.
He's going to be on Van Loo. Saltzman the foul, his third.
That team will have to go to the bench.
The concern is Van Loo, generally speaking, has
numbers.
A numbers issue. So, yeah, any of these fouls do add up.
Wallen checks back in. Stuck, pass inside, very nicely done. Pass from Stuck to Manns, and he's got two.
Connor
nice
Manns,
pass.
Yep, 3 points now for the ball game. It's a 15-point lead now for Ridgemont, 28-13, under five to play in the second quarter.
Here's Rosman, trying to set it up. On him is Howard, penetrating, turning, trying to find someone open. Does fire Zarnicki. He's got the rock. Passes to King. King gets out of the double team. Good job by him. Out top it goes to Rosman. Rosman penetrates. Rosman with the runner. Won't go, but he got the foul.
Stuck with foul. Folks, boss, are wondering who it's on. Well, it's on Xavier Stuck. His first, team third. 4:31 to play in the second quarter.
Rosman at the free throws. Some middle energy free throws. Eyes and flies. No good. Off the front end of the iron.
I'm going to welcome her. Listen to the regional basketball broadcast on the radio or online on 95.3WKN.com, including our friend Rod Jordan. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast tonight, Rod. Glad you're on board.
Second free throw is missed. Quickly ahead comes Bailey. Makes the pass. Was able to run it back down because it was knocked away. Has it deep in the corner. Takes the three. No. Rebound pulled down by Rosman. Remind you, there will be a, oh, there's a travel. There will be a glazed over player of the game, as well as a Root Lumber player of the game. Hope you stick around for the announcement of those players.
Ridgemont with the ball in the front court. Turn number 18 on Van Loo. 4-14 to play here in the first half. 28-13, Ridgemont on top of Van Loo.
Mans across the timeline. Howard playing pitch and catch with him. Then they go left side to Colton Mans. Inside to go to Bailey. Hands off to Stuck. Stuck with the jumper. Yep. Stuck's automatic.
Eight points now for Xavier Stuck. It's 30-13.
Good in and out that time. Here's Rosman. Rosman penetrating. Rosman dumps off to King. King in the corner is Zarnicki. Down the lane. Nice move. No. Rebound by Stuck. Here come the Golden Gophers in a run. Quickly ahead. Gets the scoop. Won't go. Rebound pulled down by Wallen of the Wildcats. Rosman with the rock. 3:28 to go, as Jim mentioned, 30-13. Turnaround jumper won't go down that time. Bailey with the rebound. Rosman missed that one. Golden Gophers the other way quickly, and two goes down for Mans.
10 points down for Colton Mans. Root Lumber timeout will get one as well. 3:16 to play in the first half. 32-13. Ridgemont on top of Van Loo. We'll be right back.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Van Loo High School. After that Root Lumber timeout, it's 32-13. The Golden Gophers over the Van Loo Wildcats, and they will trigger it in. It's to Rosman. Rosman going to bring it on him as Howard. Across the timeline. Out top. In the hands of Reed. He dumps it right side. Zarnicki. Leaning in. Here's King with the jumper. Won't go. Rebound comes down to Connor Mans. In the corner, here's Colton Mans. Hands off. Ball out top. Here's a long bomber. That one will go down. Our first three-pointer of the game by Stuck. And
yeah, the Ace Hardware three-pointer there from Xavier Stuck gives him 11, a foul in the backcourt.
Yep. So I think they said zero.
So Mason Howard the foul, his first. The second, excuse me, team fourth. Both teams with four team fouls.
Stuck buried that first three-pointer with 2:40 to go here. Ace Hardware three-pointer. 35-13. In the backcourt, bringing it up is Rosman. Rosman down the lane. Zarnicki jumper, no. Rebound, Bailey did a good job of boxing. Skip pass quickly ahead. Layup by Stuck. Very nicely done. Great job, Bailey to Stuck.
Yeah, three times now. Colton Bailey's a nice job with long outlet passes, finding teammates streaking down the floor for 70-foot assist there. Great passing and vision for Colton Bailey. 37-13 now, 24-point lead for the Golden Gophers.
Zarnicki, and stolen that time by Mans. The other way, off the window. It'll go in the hard.
Nice, strong, athletic finish there from Colton Mans in transition. Acrobatic finish and the harm. Exactly 2 minutes played in the first half. Fouls on Zarnicki. His first, team fifth. Got one middle hatch free throw coming up here now for Colton Mans.
Chance to make a three-point way, the old-fashioned way, and he does it. Give him 13 points.
He's got 13. Xavier Stuck's got 13. That pair leads Ridgemont. I agree with five to pace off Van Loo.
Yep, Dawson Mans checks in. Another one of those three-point specialists. Quickly ahead is Rosman. All the way down the lane, puts up the shot. Nicely done.
His first buck of the night.
Make it 40-15. Here's Connor Mans. Passes inside, shot's blocked. Pulled away, King comes down with it. King quickly ahead. King spinning off to Rosman. Rosman takes the jumper. No. Rebound Czarnecki. Turnaround jumper. No. Rebound pulled down by Connor Manns. Quickly ahead goes the Golden Gophers, and we got a foul call. Bailey had that layup, but I think it was before the layup. Going to be out of bounds.
The two throws in the bonus are the Golden Gophers.
Yep.
If it had been four fouls, you'd been right, and you'd be on the sideline. So now we got.
Really?
Now I think they're calling that a charge.
Yeah, they are. Woo! Got that wrong. His second.
And won't be shooting free throws there either because player control foul.
No.
That's just a 6 Ridgemont turnover. 18 fouls on Van Loot. Turnover for Van Loot.
Wallen gets it in. Rosman. Rosman with 1:19 to go. The Wildcats looking for some points here. Down 40-15. And there's a ball that Jim almost had. A little bit wide of you. They'll trigger in yet again with 1:11 to go.
Richmond being very active defensively.
Yes, they are. It doesn't matter who's in the game. Rosman in the backcourt. Passes inside. Nicely done. A pass inside to Czarnecki.
Yes, good basketball there. Nice little back cut. Good bounce pass. Nice finish for Czarnecki. 40-17. Now 23-point lead for Ridgemont.
Shot put up no good that time by Stuck. Rebound comes down. Pulled down by Wallen. Here come the Wildcats. Rosman. Jumper. In and out. Comes down. Goes out of bounds off the hands of Rosman. So Ridgemont will get it with 43.6. seconds in the second
again,
quarter.
Again, set the Spirit Creek halftime show coming up here in 43 seconds or so. Bob and I will recap the first half. Talk about some of us sort of see in the second half. But we got 38 ticks now here to finish off the second quarter.
Connor Manns with the rock out top. The Bailey deep in the corner. Stuck. Skips it across. Here's a jumper from three. No. Rebound comes down to Rosman with 22 seconds to go. 40-17. Rosman. King. I don't know if that was a shot or a pass, but it's still stolen by Bailey. Quickly ahead. Nice pass work. Won't go down that time by Manns. A good lot of nice pass that time. Just wouldn't go. Here's Rosman at the buzzer. It won't go. So we're at the half here. It is Ridgemont going to the locker room leading 40-17. We'll be back.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490. Opta Health Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, Opta Health has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at optahealth.org. Opta Health wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Van Loo High School. We are in the Superior Credit Union halftime show. And the Ridgemont Golden Gophers lead at the half 40-17.
Yeah, Ridgemont 17-38 overall from the floor, including 1-8 from downtown. Van Loo 7-18, 0-1 from deep. So that's basically 20 more field goal opportunities for Ridgemont that there is for Van Loo. That's a big number right there.
Yeah, 20 more.
Yep, Van Loo plus 5 on the board, 24-19 advantage for the Wildcats. 9 rebounds for Owen Rosman, 5 for Bryce Wallen, 4 Van Loo, 8 rebounds for Xavier Stuck for Ridgemont. Turnovers, another big number there. 19 for Van Loo, 6 for Ridgemont, so the Golden Gophers plus 13 in that category. From the free throw line, Van Loo 3 of 8, Ridgemont 5 of 9.
Let's look at the scoring in the first half. Van Loo had 5 players score. 2 points the first half for Saltzman, as well as Rosman with 2. 4 points apiece for Josh Czarnecki and Cameron King. And leading them in scoring the first half is Isaac Reed. He had 5. For the Golden Gophers, they had 5 people score. 3 points the first half by Connor Manns. 5 by Harrison Reppert. 6 by Colton Bailey. And 2 in double figures, and both of them have 13 points apiece. That is Xavier Stuck and Colton Manns.
Yeah, the big thing, Bob, has been Ridgemont's defense. Van Loo has not always been fundamentally sound. By that, I'm saying they've left their feet to throw passes. They have maybe tried to force some passes, and every time that has happened, Ridgemont's made them pay. And what I'm saying is, you know, Ridgemont's double-teaming the ball and then overplaying the first outlet pass. And when Van Loo has made a mistake not coming, the big thing for me has been not coming the basketball on some of those passes. You're taught to, and I'm sure the coaching staff Van Loo was reminded that, hey, you come to the basketball, take the extra step to the ball. Haven't always done that. When they have not done that, Ridgemont's turned into a steal, and more often than not, turned into fast break opportunities. That's kind of the key so far.
Yeah, transition basketball is at its height there. Well, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back during the Superior Credit Union halftime show after these.
The LW Boutique in Kenton is your spot for fashion-forward clothing at an affordable price. Located above Twirl, the LW offers a large selection of styles and even personal shopper and styling services. You can find many styling tips and outfit previews on our social media pages and events that we are hosting. Visit us online or stop in for a personal experience in downtown Kenton. The LW is a proud supporter of sports on WKTN.
Hi, I'm Jade Hale from Middlefield Bank, your everything bank, and we believe in the power of community and giving back to our neighbors. Each year, Middlefield Bank finds ways to partner and support local organizations making an impact in your own backyard, from sponsoring programs and events to volunteering with local schools, organizations, and more. We're building a brighter future for your community. Get to know the community bank difference, the Middlefield Bank. Stop in and see us or learn more at middlefieldbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1917, FLR Insurance Center has been serving the insurance needs of Hardin County. At FLR Insurance Center, we're proud to represent multiple companies to give us options to find the best coverage for your family or business. We can help you select the best coverage to protect your auto, home, farm, business, and life. Give us a call at 419-673-3130. We'd love to evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual. We look forward to serving Hardin County into the future. Best of luck to all area athletes this season.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Van Loo High School here. We are still at the half here.
It's Spirit Credit Union halftime show. A couple of scores passed along. North Baltimore defeats 8 at 57-50. Bulldogs led after 3. Couldn't quite close this one out. Zach Zimmerman, 12 points, 6 rebounds for Ada. Colton Dyser had 11 points. Slade Gossman, 8. And Levi Green had 7 points and 5 rebounds for Ada in that one. So, again, Ada struggling.
That's
one they thought they could compete with and did. And they did compete. We've talked, it takes some confidence to get over the top, you know?
Yeah, it does.
Pandora Gilboa defeats Bluffton 60-48. That's another good game, Bob.
Yeah. Look,
Pandora's 15-2. Bluffton's now 14-3.
Two tough nights, or two games in the row for them.
We talk about Bluffton's losses now are to Ottawa, Glandorf, Pandora Gilboa, and Spencerville. Ada led by 3 after 3 quarters. Got scored 20-5 in the fourth. And Pandora, again, 15-2 for the Rockets. The Fighting Kerry Arthurs, they're a very good basketball team.
Yeah,
Devil St. John's defeats Lincoln View 65-35. Boys basketball action.
USV traveling to Coldwater. You don't see anything on that yet.
No, that will be a challenge.
Yeah,
that's
will
a
be.
Very good Coldwater basketball team. Yes, and they play Marion Local next week. And Allen East on top of Kenton 15-14 after one period. Non-conference boys basketball action. It's right here. Ridgemont looking for a sweep of the night. They beat Van Loo 51-21. During the junior varsity contest, got the 40-17 lead here at the break. Situation, Bob, again, we told us we've all been down this road, and we've been on both sides of this, where it's a 23-point margin, Bob. It's a deal where this one's, you know, probably decided in the favor of the green and gold, but both coaches, I'm sure, are telling their teams, look, we're taking this like it's 0-0.
Correct. And you, this is your opportunity, I think, to work on some things. You know, you've got, you're playing well now, won a bunch of games in a row, 8 out of 9, and this is where you want to work on some things because the tournament's going to be here before you think.
Well, yeah. Again, for Van Loo, Bob, again, trailing by 23. Again, trying to get better. Trying to find things you can better at, get better at. Try and gain confidence. We've talked about this all the time. I've been, you know, in situations like this before, you know, more times than I'd like it, but it's a case of find something. Find one thing.
Correct.
You know, find something you can build on and try and get better for the next game. Like I said, for Ridgemont, Bob, you're in control at this point, but I think for Tyler Tillman, you want to keep playing good basketball. You're hot right now. You don't want to have a sloppy second half. You want to keep playing.
I think the right things. Yeah, the key thing is I think you want to focus. I mean,
yep.
And it doesn't matter who's out there on the floor. You got to continue to focus as a team because this is the opportunity. When you're ahead by this margin, this is, as I said, this is when you can work on some things that will help you down the road. And certainly he's going to get down deep in his bench, which is also going to help him in the tournament.
Yep. Again, I want to thank everybody listening to Ridgemont and Van Loo basketball, regional basketball in your region. We're in 95.3 WKTN. That includes our friend Rod Jordan. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast tonight, Rod. Always good to talk to you. We're getting set to wrap up the Spirit Credit Union halftime show here at Van Loo. It's Ridgemont 40, Van Loo 17. Bob and I are back the third quarter after this.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 and Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all surrounding area sports teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Van Loo High School here. We are still in the Spirit Credit Union halftime show, getting ready for third quarter action here. And the Golden Gophers lead 40-17 over Van Loo. And an opportunity here for both teams to work, as Jim said, on some things.
Well, like you said, Bob, I do think, you know, just to wrap up what we're talking about right before that last break in the Spirit Credit Union halftime show, where it was a case of working some more kids in, Bob. Getting guys varsity opportunity. You cannot go and replicate varsity action in practice. You can try, but you can't. I was going to say, give a shout out to the Ridgemont student section. They're always very vocal. I was going to say they're making sure we're aware that they're here tonight. We have very much heard them from across the gym.
Yep,
so here we go.
Sure.
Third quarter in brush by HSL. See third quarter sponsors. Rough Falls with Andrew Benchick. It's going to be Van Loo basketball. Let's start the second half.
They're going to trigger it in right down to the left of us here. Get it into Rosman, and he's in the backcourt. You get to see him bring it this way. On him is Reppert, and I mean he's on him. Rosman, and good job reading by Stuck. He's got the steal. Here's Reppert on the run. That one goes down. Good job, Stuck, to Reppert.
7 point now for Harrison.
And another
forces another turnover.
Yep. Picked off this time by Manns. Jumper right corner will not go down that time. Rebound pulled down by Saltzman. And he loses the handle, taken away. Here's Stuck with the jumper, in and out. Rebound pulled down. Shot put back up. That one won't go that time. And the ball comes down. We got a whistle blow. We'll see what we got here.
Loose ball foul. It's going to be on Connor Manns of Ridgemont. His first team first, 7:22 to play in the third quarter.
Triggering in right over to the left of us here as we are sitting courtside.
Yep, turnover on Van Loo. Couldn't find anybody to get the ball to. Tried to throw it off one of the Ridgemont players.
Except he touched it.
It bounced off the Ridgemont player and was touched by the Van Loo inbounder while it was standing out of bounds. The ball back to Ridgemont.
Manns tries to dump it in, and good job running down this Colton Manns. Inside they go to Bailey. Off the window. Wow. Stuck to Bailey. How did he make that?
Well, he's catching it off balance, Bob, and lays it in. A little reverse lift there for Colton Bailey. He's got 8. 44-17 now, Ridgemont on top. Played a minute here in the third quarter.
Rosman quickly the other way. Puts up the shot. No. Rebound shot put back up. Will not go down for Wallen. Here comes the Golden Gophers, and they're in a run. Stuck. Off the window. Yep, and the harm. Sexton got 15, and he's going to get some middle energy free throws.
6:54 in the third quarter. Xavier Sexton with 15. 46-17. 1 minute energy free throw coming up here. Try and complete the three-point play.
Opportunity here for Xavier Stuck. Eyes and flies, and that one is in and out. Rebound by Rosman. He's quickly head down the left side. King off his hands out of bounds.
Yeah, again, Roger's just doing such a good job of speeding up Van Loo, and Wildcats don't want to play that way.
Nope, making you play faster than you want to play. You're exactly right. Here's Repper down the lane. Nope. Rebound comes to Stuck. Leaning in. He's got the rock. And we got a travel call.
Just the seventh Ridgemont turnovers compared to 24 now for Van Loo.
Playing with some intensity, though. You like to see that.
Yes.
When you come out after the halftime when you have a huge lead, 40-17. They've outscored him 6-0 here to start the third quarter. Pass that time is deflected off the hands of Mann, so the Wildcats will trigger it yet again.
Well, again, I see the Van Loo coaching staff there. Hey, you know, pass fake, reverse the ball. Because right there, Mann's was just waiting in that passing lane.
Yeah, they are. They read him, too. And I'll tell you, they've been able to get the ball up and down the court quickly, too. Pass inside. Here's a drive. Shot's not taken. Back out to Rosman. Then back into Wallen. Back to Rosman. Rosman, back to Wallen. King with the jumper. In and out. Wallen with the rebound. He went up for that one. Ball's knocked away, though. Bailey quickly ahead. Here comes Mans to the hole, puts it up, and that one goes down, and he gets the hard.
Well, again, what I like is Ridgemont's done a real good job in transition, Bob.
Yep.
Especially Bailey, those long outlet passes, and Ridgemont's done a great job turning those into buckets or free throw opportunities. This time it's both.
Yep, he's done a lot of those tonight. Connor Mans, middle energy free throw, and he makes the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Give him six. 49-17. There will be a glaze-over player of the game and a Root Lumber player of the game. We will announce that during the post-game show. Here's King. Get it down low. Wallen with the shot. Blocked that time by Bailey out of bounds. And it's going to, I think, stay on the end of the Wildcats. Van Loo. They get trying to trigger it in. They get it in quickly to Czarnicki. He's got it out top. Czarnicki penetrating and stolen by Bailey. He read that perfectly. Cross pass. Back to Bailey up and in. Nice job that time from Mans to back to Bailey. Good teamwork.
15 for Xavier Suck. 13 for Colton Mans. 10 for Colton Bailey. 51-17. Ridgemont pulls the press off. 5:25 to play here in the third quarter.
Try to go inside and they get it out top to Reed. Jumper in the corner is no good. Rebound comes down. Excuse me, to Reppert. All the way the other way, up and in. That was the Reppert Express giving nine.
9 points, two rebounds, 53-17 now. Ridgemont on top, 5 minutes player in the third quarter.
Rosman across the timeline. We'll have a Domino's question of the game. First correct caller, 419-675-3000. You're going to get a large one-item pizza from Domino's. Czarnicki, he gets one to go. Very nice move by him.
Nice little drive of the bucket. Good finish there from Czarnicki off the pass. 53-19, 4:46 play in the third quarter.
Repper to the lane quickly. Passes down low to Bailey. It's loose on the floor. And Rosman runs it down. Quickly the other way. Rosman. Shot off the window. Won't go, but he got the harm.
2 minute Hodgson free throws coming out for the Van Loo Wildcats. Van Loo 3 from the free throw line tonight. Colt Mann's the foul. His third team, second, fourth third to go here in the third period.
Rosman eyes and flies. Nothing but net for that middle higher G free throw. He's 1 out of 3 from the line. Looks like Patterson checks in as well as Howard. Rosman, second opportunity. Eyes and flies that middle high energy free throw. Nothing but net. Give him four. And inside pass, and what we got here? We gonna count the basket?
Count the basket. Good strong drive there from Bailey. Foul is gonna be on Czarnicki.
Colton Bailey, 6 points in the quarter already. Got a chance for a three-point play the old-fashioned way. Middle high energy free throw upcoming here. He has 12.
55-21, 4:26 play in the third quarter.
Eyes and flies, and softly The free throw goes down. Give him 11, or excuse me, 13. Across the timeline comes Rosman. Has the rock out top. Lost the handle, gets it to King. Try to go inside the wall, and good idea, except he's able still to get it, and then we get a charge. Tried to go inside a wall, and he got some position, then he ran over
Mason, Mason Howard there steps in, draws the offensive foul. Turner number 27 for Van Loo. Great defense there by Howard.
Here's Reppert across the timeline to Stuck. 4 minutes to go, 56-21. Stuck to the hole, won't go. Ball's loose on the floor. Picked up and shot that time by Patterson's no good. We got another shot up. We got a foul called. Richmond staying after the basketball.
Yeah, Bailey with the offensive rebound. Going to go to the free throw line.
That foul's going to be on Wallen.
Just say, making sure we have the running clock, the 35-point spread. Yep. Officials making sure everybody's on the same page.
Bailey. Eyes and flies that first middle high energy free throw. It's no good. Landon Shulall checks in, 56-21. Bailey eyes and flies, and that one goes down.
14 points now for Bailey. He steps off. Landon Eaton, junior, comes in for Ridgemont. 57-21, 3:14. Count here in the third quarter. The Rutland Maria score. Jim Owen and Bob Simmons coming to you from the stage at Van Loo High School.
Here's Rosman. Passes off in the hands of Reed. Back out top, it comes to Shulaw. He gets rid of it back to King. Back over to loose on the floor, and almost a steal that time by Reppert.
Stuck there. I was going to say, basically forced it out, and then Reppert chasing after us because the two players each had a paw on the ball. Last touch by Ridgewell. It's going to stay with Van Loo.
Reed gets it in the ball inside to Rosman. Rosman across the timeline, down the gut. Dumps off King with the jumper. Yep, he gets a three. Ace Hardware, big three for him, giving seven.
57-24. Offensive foul on Ridgemont. On Xavier Stuck, I believe. Sticking out the chicken wing, as they would say.
Yeah, he must have had his arm out.
Yep.
Tyler asked, but he's just smiling.
Yep.
Inbound to Rosman, 57-24.
2 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Here's Rosman. Spinning. Dumps the ball off. Shulaw. The top of the key. Almost stolen that time by Stuck, but we almost got that one. Here's Reed. King. Had a three just a few seconds ago. Zarnicki. Jumper at the foul line is no good that time. Taken by Reed. And Ridgemont comes away with it. That's Patterson. Down the lane, the jumper. Wow. Nice move by Patterson.
His first buck of the night makes it 59-24. 1:26 playing the third quarter. Again, third quarter brush for the Real Flawless with Andrew Benchick.
Across the timeline comes Rosman. Zarnicki takes the jumper. Nope. Rebound quickly pulled down by Howard. Quickly ahead. Layup up and in by Patterson. Ridgemont running the court well.
4 points now for Patterson, 61-24, final minute of the third quarter.
Across the timeline comes Rosman. King. Out top to Zarnicki. Over to Reed. And the ball, I believe, is kick, maybe?
Yep, kick ball violation. The ball's going to stay with Van Loo. Cody Kaiser checking in for the first time tonight for Ridgemont to replace Reppert.
Inbounded. And Rosman lost off his hands, and it's going to be yet another turnover.
Well, again, part of that created by the pressure from Kaiser put some heat there on Rosman. He loses the ball out of bounds. Turn number 27 for Van Loo.
Quickly ahead, the Golden Gophers have it. That's Stuck. Inside they go. And we're going to get a travel call. Trying to make a move that time for the Golden Gophers, and a little extra move there by Eaton. Here's a shot at the buzzer. It's no good. We played three here from Van Loo High School. It's 61-24 Ridgemont. We'll be back.
As a member-owned financial institution, we stack the deck in your favor. Fewer fees, more frees. Quest Federal Credit Union puts our owners in a position to succeed by offering more opportunities to save where others choose to ding you for every service. Quest Federal Credit Union, member-owned since 1969. Bank better. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Membership eligibility required. Equal opportunity lender.
What if your student could be more than just a high school graduate? What if they could be a talented filmmaker, an extraordinary chef, or even a tech guru? Ohio High Point offers hands-on career education to help your student reach their goals with a pathway to employment, enrollment, or enlistment. With 16 programs on our campus and several programs at our partner high schools, OHP is here to empower students to become career ready with hands-on learning and real-world experiences. And the best part? It's completely free. Learn more about Ohio High Point and how to enroll at www.ohiohighpoint.com.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Van Loo High School. We've had three in the book here. And what do you got there, Jim?
Ridgemont 50%, 26-52 from the floor.
Ooh, that's
1-9 from three-point land. Van Loo 9-28. They're 1-6 from deep. 29-26 edge for Van Loo on the boards. 28 turnovers for Van Loo, just 10 for Ridgemont. Golden Gophers did a great job there. They're plus 18. 5-10 at the free throw line for Van Loo. 8-14 for Ridgemont.
And here's a steal by Stuck. And we'll remind you, this quarter is brought to you by Roof Offices and Andrew Benchek. And a shot's missed by Patterson. But they come away with the rebound. Howard. Patterson. In the lane. Down low, shot put up and in. Good job, Patterson, to Eaton. His first two.
Yeah, great play there for Patterson. Nice little layup. Good finish by Eaton. Makes it 63-24, 7-18 to play in the fourth quarter.
Across the timeline comes Rosman. He's spinning, trying to find somebody open. Goes to Wallen. He gets it back. Jumper, no. Rebound comes down to the Golden Gophers. That was pulled down that time by Kaiser. Down low, the shot's taken away. Rosman took that ball away.
Mohawk defeats Upper Sandusky 40-33. That's a real good boys basketball matchup there.
Yeah.
Two good teams playing.
And we've seen Mohawk. Across the timeline comes Stuck to the hole. The runner. No, but he's fouled.
37-28. Allen East on top of Kenton at the half. Boys basketball action.
Stuck with a couple opportunities for some middle energy free throws. Back in the game is going to come Czarnicki. Wallen fouls out of the game. His fifth. Stuck eyes and flies and nothing but net for the 6'2 junior.
16 points, 10 rebounds, double double for Xavier Stuck.
Eyes and flies, the next middle energy free throw, nothing but net. And I believe Stuck's probably going to be done for the night. Vance checks back in.
17 points, 10 rebounds for Xavier. So again, he's a candidate for player of the game. Bob and I are going to name players of the game. Brought to you by Root Lumber and Glazed Over Kenton during the post-game show.
Rosman across the timeline. Saltzman gets rid of it. Here's a jumper left corner. In and out that time. Czarnicki missed that one. Ball's loose on the floor. Picked up, and the Golden Gophers have it. Here's Howard down the right side, right in front of the Ridgemont bench. Leans in, dumps it out. Faking the three, then penetrating. Passes down low, shot put up and in. Nicely done by Eaton. A nice pass to him, though.
Four points now for Landon. Yep, 67-24. 5:18 to play here in the fourth quarter.
Out top in the hands of Saltzman. In the corner, here's a long three ball. That one won't go down. Rebound comes down, and Saltzman got fouled that time. Eaton picks up that foul. 67-24, 4:50 and counting here. Saltzman, inbound to Rosman. Rosman penetrating, jumper, no. Rebound comes down to the Golden Gophers, Manns, that is Dawson Manns, has it out top. Right side in the hands of Kaiser. He gets it inside, Patterson dumps it off. Shot put up will not go down that time, but Kaiser runs it down. Up, no good. Rebound comes down to Ridgemont again. Howard puts it up. Yep. A lot of opportunities that time, and Howard gets it finally to drop for the Golden Gophers.
Govan Gophers leading 69-24. They're 4 minutes and 10 seconds away from their sixth consecutive win. 9 of their last 10, playing real good basketball right now. They'll move to 13-5, barring a Sports Center comeback, I call this. Because if Van Lu comes back, we'll be seeing on Sports Center tomorrow morning.
I think so.
45-point lead for the Golden Gophers.
There's Rosman to the hole. Won't go. He's going to go to the line. That's a very good one, Jim. I like that. I have to put that in my memoirs. Schelt is getting ready to check in, the 6'3 junior. First free throw is no good.
Five 5'11 for the free throw line for Van Loo.
Epstein also checks in. Second free throw is no good, Middle High Energy. Rebound pulled down by the Golden Gophers. Quickly ahead in the hands of Eaton. He dumps it off. Right side it goes to Schelt. Mans. Jumper taken is no good that time by Kaiser. Rebound pulled down by Rosman. Rosman quickly ahead the other way. Steps through, puts it up, and gets the basket, except they're going to call him for traveling.
Wiped out. Turnover number 30 now for Van Loo. 2:47 to go. So once again, I want to thank everybody listening to this broadcast on the radio and at 95.3 WKTN.com. Our friend Rod Jordan, who's a friend of Josh Gammon, who's a friend of everyone.
Oh, yes.
Listening to Ridgemont basketball, who's enjoying the night.
Steal by the Wildcats. Rosman has a rock. Saltzman backs it up here with 2:26 to go. 69-24. Penetrating. Down low, needs to get rid of it, takes the shot. Rebound pulled down by Eaton. And they said he was on the line, I do believe. So the Wildcats will get it back under their own basket.
Double teamed out there, is pivoting, steps on the baseline. Van Loo gets it back, 69-24, 2 minutes to go on this one.
Inbound to Reed. Saltzman. Nice move.
That was
puts
a nice up and
nice
under.
Nice move.
Good fundamental basketball there from Landon Saltzman. He's got 4 points, though. Nice little up and under. Makes it 69-26, 1:45 to play in this one.
Here's Mans.
Also, a shout-out to the Ridgemont student section. They're very loud and vocal, supporting their team every night.
Yes,
traveling here
are
on the road.
Schelt, they had a little longer drive than we did.
Three seconds.
Yep. Oh, rarely see that, but he was in there. 120 and counting here, 69-26. Rosman across the timeline. Penetrating, dumps into the corner. Here's a long one, no good that time by Czarnecki. Rebound pulled down by the Golden Gophers. Here's Mans, Dawson Mans with the rock across the timeline with 104 to go. Kaiser. Mans. Nice pass inside, shot no good that time by Schelt. That was a nice pass. Out top it comes. Here's a three-pointer. There's an Ace Hardware three-pointer. Dawson Mans.
His first bucket of the night, making 72-26, 39 seconds left.
Out top in the hands of Saltzman. Takes a long three.
Whoa. Bingo. Nicely done.
Yeah.
He's got 7.
Yep, nice shot. He's got 5 in a row. Out top, Ridgemont going to just kind of think, hold it here. Mans.
Yeah, Coach Cluffer saying no fouls. Let's, you know, let's get to the Van Loo side.
Yep.
And Coach Tillman's like pulling everybody out. Pulling everybody out and hey, we're running the four corners. You know, we're not shooting yet. We're just pulling end of the game here. 4 ticks to go on this one.
And we got a final here. 72-29. We'll be back to talk about it after these.
Twirl in downtown Kenton, your premier shop for all things class. Let us be a part of your dream wedding. Our large selection of size-inclusive gowns will guarantee that you find one that you will love. And to tie things together, we also have tuxedos and bridesmaids dresses. For our younger customers, we offer homecoming, prom, and ball gowns. Follow us on all social media platforms to learn more today. Twirl is a proud supporter of WKTN Sports.
HSLC, Infinite Opportunities. HSLC is a proud supporter of Hardin County area teams. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Hardin County even better. Thank you, area athletes.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a family-friendly private club. At 801 West Lima Street, the Kenton Moose offers daily lunch and dinner specials. For more information on how to become a member, call 419-675-0428. The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a proud sponsor of all of our area sports teams, and all of your hard work does not go unnoticed. The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 would like to wish all of our area athletes the best of luck this season.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Van Loo High School in the Cessna Transport post-game show here. The Golden Gophers win their 13th game for the season. They're 13-5. They win 72-29.
Ridgemont shoots 30-61 from the floor, 2-11 from downtown. Van Loo goes 11-38, 2-11 also from deep. 34-31 edge for Ridgemont on the boards, 10 for Xavier Stuck, 5 Karen for Connor Manns. 11 rebounds for Owen Rosman of Van Loo to lead everybody. Landon Saltzman had 5 rebounds. Bryce Wallen had 6 for the Wildcats. Turnovers here, Ridgemont forced 30 Van Loo turnovers, turned it over 14 times themselves. Then from the free throw line, Van Loo was 5-12, Ridgemont 10-16.
Let's look at scoring here for the game. Van Loo had 5 people score. They had that at the half. 4 points tonight by Owen Rosman, and you, as you mentioned, he had 11 rebounds too. 5 points tonight for Isaac Reed, 6 points tonight for Josh Zarnicki, and 2 guys with 7 points apiece, and that is Cameron King and our Root Lumber player of the game, Landon Saltzman, the 6 foot junior, had 7 also. For the Golden Gophers, as I mentioned, improved to 13-5 on the year. They had 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 people score. That's what you like to see. 3 points tonight by Dawson Manns, 4 tonight by Landon Eaton, 4 tonight also by Clayton Patterson, 6 tonight by Connor Manns, 2 tonight by Mason Howard, 9 tonight for Harrison Reppert, 14 tonight for Colton Bailey, 13 tonight by Colton Manns, and our glazed over player of the game goes to Xavier Stuck, who had 10 rebounds and 17 points.
Good take. One more time to assess the transport show. Come back and wrap things up here from Van Loo. Final was Ridgemont 72, Van Loo 29. We'll be right back to finish
Kenton
the game.
Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a family-friendly private club. At 801 West Lima Street, the Kenton Moose offers daily lunch and dinner specials. For more information on how to become a member, call 419-675-0428. The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a proud sponsor of all of our area sports teams, and all of your hard work does not go unnoticed. The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 would like to wish all of our area athletes the best of luck this season.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hi, I'm Jade Hale from Middlefield Bank, your everything bank, and we believe in the power of community and giving back to our neighbors. Each year, Middlefield Bank finds ways to partner and support local organizations making an impact in your own backyard, from sponsoring programs and events to volunteering with local schools, organizations, and more. We're building a brighter future for your community. Get to know the community bank difference, the Middlefield Bank. Stop in and see us or learn more at middlefieldbank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Van Loo High School. We will tell you tonight in the JV game, the Golden Gophers win that one 51-21. They also win the varsity game 72-29. For a great job, as always, by Jim Holman. And thanks back at the station, Dr. B. This is Bob Simmons saying good night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for regional basketball action on WKTN. Your sponsors, Edward Jones College Johnston, FLR Insurance Center, Hensel Ready Mix, HSLC, McCullough Industries, Middlefield Bank, Ohio High Point Career Center, OptiHealth, Quest Federal Credit Union, Stillwater Metal, The Little Chicago Room, The LW by Twirl, Twirl Bridal, Cessna Transports, Roof Law Office with Andrew Vincent, Mid-Ohio Energy, and Superior Credit Union. Be sure to stick around for the Domino's Question of the Game.